Well, it's higher than last year. Last year was a mild flu season. It is high, and it's high at an earlier time of year than we normally see. Usually we see these high numbers January, February, and it started early, and we're having a lot of high numbers.
What are the symptoms that people should look for? Are there more than one variety?
Well, of course, depending on who you are, you know, your symptoms may be more or less severe. I like to call the flu Coldzilla. It's kind of like you think you might be getting a cold, but it's much, much worse. You're going to have, in addition to typical cold symptoms of runny nose, cough, sore throat, you're also going to have muscle aches, just extreme fatigue and high fevers, and you just feel awful.
I haven't heard about any vaccine shortages this year. Are less people getting vaccinated, and if so, why?
Well, there are no vaccine shortages. The vaccination is out there. I don't know why people choose not to be vaccinated. You can go to your doctor, you can go to those walk-in clinics, and you can come to the health department to get vaccinated. There's plenty out there, and the vaccine is a good match for the flu that's circulating. So, and there's still plenty of time to go out and get vaccinated. It takes 10 days to 2 weeks for that, after you get the shot, to become protected. So you want to get it early, and it's not too late.
And how long does that vaccine last? The flu season goes right through the spring.
That's correct. The flu season goes through the spring, and the vaccine should last the entire flu season. Next fall, you'll want to get a new vaccine because there will be different strains of flu circulating. So you do want to get one every year, but if you get one now, it will protect you for the rest of this flu season.
One of the misconceptions people have is that being vaccinated can cause the flu. Is that a wives' tale?
That is a wives' tale. The flu vaccine will not give you the flu.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Northern Kentucky Health Department on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Kelly Giesbrecht, thank you.
Okay, thank you.